Hey, it's Mike Valenti. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valenti Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Computer criminal hacking case against him. Per a 27-page federal court document filed this morning, Weiss has asked a judge to dismiss counts 11 through 20, which are fraud with identification documents. Those charges could carry a sentence of 2 years on each count. Weiss was also charged with 14 counts of unauthorized access to computers in the original case 7 months ago. The motion to dismiss from Weiss's attorney David Benowitz today reads, quote, "Hacking is hacking, not identity theft. Congress has never thought otherwise. DOJ has not thought otherwise." At the Corwell Health Sports Desk, I'm Brendan Shabath. For more, go to 97.1 The Ticket or Odyssey.com.
Hello and welcome to the Carson Anderson Program. I am Doug Carson. That is Scott the Gator Anderson. Scott, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine. I love story time with John Jansen.
I know you do. I got into the first 5 minutes of the show asking him questions. Well, that's fine. Always looking for the payoff from that. So, and usually there is one. But how was your Monday? Anything exciting?
Not terribly exciting. You know, just watched the Red Wings when I got home. So that was fun. Watched some baseball. Weird place to be, you know, watching the team that beat you. Mm-hmm. And then that team has gone out and jumped out to a 2-0 lead, a 2-game lead over Toronto.
Yep.
I'm not sure how I feel about it. I mean, do you want to lose? Do you want the team that you lost to go on and win it so it like you feel better about your season? Like, look, we gave them a better fight than anybody else did. We came within an eyelash of advancing. Or
I've found that I've tried to adopt that in the past, and I found it wholly unsatisfying.
Yeah, I get it. That's why I'm struggling with it, because I'm not sure. You know, should I be rooting for Toronto?
Sounds good in theory.
In theory, but it's also Toronto.
Yeah. I mean, in theory, you know, the idea that the best team, you lost to the best team, in theory, I mean, it should make you feel good, but it just really doesn't.
I mean, reality is the other series is so much easier to root for somebody.
Oh, the Brewers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's go Brew Crew. And unfortunately, if you watched the game last night, the ninth inning was spectacular, but did not, just missed out on being amazing with the W. They came up a run short of tying it, but nonetheless, I'm still watching baseball playoffs, I guess, is where I'm at.
Yeah, I had the Seattle game on, and they started blowing out Toronto. Logan got a lot of TV time.
Nephew did?
Yeah, but he, because he's allowed in the dugout, and he's with the team. He's just on the taxi squad, meaning he could get called up if a player gets hurt. And but anyway, yeah, so it was cool, but it, at the end of the day, like from a Tiger perspective, you know, that coping mechanism or that it has not been as effective as I hoped it would be in the past, but whatever. And then they have the two Monday night games, which.
Yeah, I'm watching that.
Yep. I've found the first one. I mean, Buffalo, I guess, injuries. You know, you sit there and you go, what has happened to that team? And they're banged up. And the Bears get a win, which I suppose is not great for us. But all in all, I spent a lot of yesterday recovering because a trip out to the West Coast, I will say it. I mean, I get that I'm not a college student athlete, but I swear those West Coast teams are going to pay the price for all that travel. I'm done. I'm not going to say anything else about it, but I swear they're going to pay them because like Michigan State might have to do it once a year, occasionally twice. They got to do it
a few times.
Yeah, more than a few times. So, big news of today is obviously Brian Branch got suspended yesterday, as we kind of predicted here on the show that he would be suspended for a game. I'm honestly as torn on this as just about anything that we've talked about, because in that game, Brian Branch was my spirit animal when it was over. I was bitter. I personally have had enough of Kansas City. I've had enough of them getting away with taunting. I've had enough of them getting more calls than the other team. There's that UTEP study that I sent the email to you guys, that the subjective calls, the roughing the passer, for instance, you know, anything that's subjective, Kansas City has a higher rate of those calls going against their opponent than any other team in the league. What Mahomes, and so Branch, when the game's over, it wasn't just the shot he took at Juju Smith-Schuster. Mahomes went to dap him up, and he just walked right past him. He wouldn't have it. And then he goes over and takes the shot at Juju Smith-Schuster, which is getting him suspended. I had had enough. He was my spirit animal after that game. Thank you. But you can't hurt your team.
Well,
and I hate that part about it. And he's now, they got a huge game coming up next Monday, and he's going to appeal, which might mean the timing might work for him to play, but it's a repeated pattern with him. You know, the double bird at Green Bay and the quote after that game, that'll never happen again. Yeah, but stuff that hurts your team has to stop happening. But he had a legitimate gripe. And honestly, I blame the referees. You know, there was a reporter for Sports Illustrated named Andy Nesbitt. His resume does not include a stop in Detroit. He's worked for Fox Sports, For the Win, the Boston Globe, and NBC Sports. And he wrote a column in SI documenting the 7 worst calls from the Lions-Chiefs game, and they're all in favor of the Chiefs.
Completely unsolicited, huh?
Yes.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
And I just, you know, Branch's reputation is getting bad. He's all over the NFL's game day accountability page, which is a little known page that has everybody's fines. And there's fines handed out each week for stuff that you never hear of.
I feel like he and Joseph, both of them have bad reputations throughout the league. And they probably, as being dirtier players, because Joseph's the one that, who was it, Stafford said, you know, you're dirty as hell, right?
Yeah, and it was the knee shot at the tight end. Yeah.
And to Higbee, I think it was. And so they've got two guys back that are both really good players, but also dirtier players. I don't know if I want to say dirty, but I would say dirtier for sure. The 13 fines for Brian Branch backs that up. Now the suspension here, you know, was an ugly incident after the game. But like I said, the crosstalk, I'd love to know what it was that set him off in terms of what was said. Simply walking past the guy, I doubt that's all it was. And I'll go, here's my chance to hit him. I think Smith-Schuster had to say something to him to get that response. And it was a quick response. It was just one quick, you know, open hand jab to the helmet. And that was it. And then he brought the hand back and he was done with it. And then the player, was it Pacheco, started to take him away from the situation, which is the right thing.
Hold on.
I'm getting there. Smith-Schuster gets up and then he defends himself after that, and then you get what you get. As a fan, as a Lions fan, you know, you see your guy get the upper hand. There's part of you that's always going to be like, yeah, go get him. But then the reality is it's a move that's selfish and it's completely unnecessary, and it's going to result in something that's going to hurt the team because they can't just turn an eye, you know, to something that was said or a gesture that was made and give you a fine. This was something physical. This was an altercation after the game that shouldn't have taken place. And, you know, there's only so far as a fan that you can go to support that before you're like, oh, God, yeah, dude, you're going to face the music on this one.
I mean, because Tampa's good. And he might, if he has to sit out that game, they could lose that game. They could lose that game. And if they lose that game, they're sitting there at 4-3 and they don't have one of their better players on defense. And, you know, they don't lose back-to-back games typically, but this is a huge challenge for them coming up on Monday night. Oh, people are reacting, lining up. And I will tell you, he got voted chump of the weekend. Brian Branch here in Detroit before the suspension got voted chump of the weekend. Champ and Chumper posted on our website, 971theticket.com. So I think Detroiters are torn on this. Maybe not. Those who voted him chump clearly weren't. He did get champ votes too yesterday. He did.
Well, it's funny how I'm looking at this now, and am I a little bit more sympathetic to him than I was a day ago after looking at a bunch of stuff that came out online with a bunch of videos
the and Chiefs all the... They're so coddled.
It's one of these things you're like, you can't do it, you can't do it, but man.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to take a shot at the Chiefs.
And Stan Campbell after the game. We've got, you know, people want to sound off on this, and there's a lot to be said. Because now they might be without one of the most critical players, self-inflicted wound in a huge game on Monday night against Tampa. Appeal is pending. So we'll wait to see what happens with the appeal. I got the college football blitz thingy coming up at 10:30. Let's get to your phone calls. Brian, you're on 97.1. Hi, Brian.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.